You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. If you watch television, it's likely you've heard this hard-hitting anti-smoking ad.
If you're a smoker, I have a tip for you. Make a video of yourself before all this happens.
The ads are from the CDC. The television ads are just part of the campaign. There are also print ads, and one of those features Ellie Nicholas of Stewart. The ads aim to show a cross-section of the community and a variety of consequences that happen because of smoking. Ellie was chosen as part of the LGBT community. Her print ad, which features her with her partner Karen, advises if you want a singing career, stay away from secondhand smoke. Ellie joins us now. Smoking reaches beyond just those who smoke, and that's where you come in.
Yes. I grew up in a household of two smokers, my parents, and when I was 28 years old, I started working in bars in New York. And at that time, and I believe, I don't know what the laws are now, but smoking was okay in public places like bars, especially in bars, because sometimes people that don't smoke all the time smoke when they have a cocktail. So I was around smoke a lot. I think if my parents had known back when I was a child what I was going to have to face as an adult, they would have stopped in an instant.
And what are some of those problems? What have you experienced?
I remember having my first asthma attack. I had gotten a cold, and all of a sudden I found it very hard to breathe. I didn't know what was going on. It was something that, first one, I could handle it without having to go to a hospital. But I went to my doctor and I said, what's the story? What's going on with me? And, you know,
scary, right?
It was very scary because I said, I'm having problems breathing. I never had that problem. A cold, you know, sniffles and sneezes and things like that. It was very scary. And when he told me that I had asthma at the age of 35, where I was led to believe asthma was a childhood disease and kids grew out of it, I said, how could I have asthma? He said, from smoking. And I said, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. And he said, what do you do for a living? I said, well, I'm working in a bar now. I've been working about 6-7 years. He said, secondhand smoke.
Do you have any lingering effects from that when you are not around smoke, or do you still have problems?
Yes, I do. And there are a lot of things that can trigger it. Sometimes when I laugh too hard, and you can find that a lot of asthmatics will say that. If I'm laughing too hard, and I love to laugh, I like to do stand-up comedy at open mic nights and things. And when I'm laughing too hard, I start to wheeze. And I hate that because I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh. And there are a lot of lingering effects that things that walking up and down the stairs. I live on the second floor in a condo, and walking up and down the stairs or exercising. If I go out and take a good walk, a brisk walk, or I start to jog, I will feel it. I can't go as far as I'd like to go because I don't have the lung capacity for it.
Now, these are pretty private issues. What made you step forward to tell your story?
I think our health is if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. It sounds very cliche and very old school, but it's the truth. I don't think anything should be taken for granted. I don't think our breathing should be taken for granted. It's an involuntary action, but when you have to stop and think about breathing in and breathing out and every breath that you're taking, that's a terrifying thing you never want to happen to you. If I can stop one person from smoking for themselves, for their children or their parents or their friends that are sitting around them, I'll be happy with what I did.
We'll have a link to Ellie's print ad and biography on the CDC page on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.